Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Wow, we've got an echo. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we're reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Chapter 11, The Universal Form, text number 6. This is 10, and this is... Okay. Please repeat. Pasha Adityan Vasun Rudran Ashvinau Marutaha Tatta Bahuni Adrishta Purvani Pasha Ascharyani Bharat. Please repeat. Pasyadi janvasun rudran Ashvinau marutastata Bahunyadrishta purvani Pasyascharyani bharata Pasyadi janvasun rudran Ashvinau marutastata Bahunya drishtya purvani Pasyascharyani bharata Pasyadi janvasun rudran Ashvinau marutastata Bahunya drishtya purvani Pasyascharyani bharata. Pasyadijan vasun rudran Asvina marutastata Baunya drishtya purvani Pasyascharyani bharata. Pasjidatyan vasun rudran Ashvina marutastata Bahunya drishtya purvani Pasyascharyani bharata. Please repeat one more time. Pasha, see, Adityan, the 12 sons of Aditi, Vasun, the 8 Vasus, Rudran, the 11 forms of Rudra, Ashvinau, the 2 Ashvinis, Marutaha, the 49 Maruts, demigods of the wind, Tata, also, Bahuni, many, Adrishtya, that you have not seen, Purvani, before, Pasha, see, Ascharyani, all the wonders, Bharata, O best of the Bharatas. Translation, O best of the Bharatas, see here the different manifestations of Adityas, Vasus, Rudras, Ashwini Kumaras, and all the other demigods. Behold the many wonderful things which no one has ever seen or heard of before. Purport. Even though Arjuna was a personal friend of Krishna and the most advanced of learned men, it was still not possible for him to know everything about Krishna. Here it is stated that humans have neither heard nor known of all these forms and manifestations. Now Krishna reveals these wonderful forms. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Gnandana Salakya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistang Stapitam Gena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Pandehang Sri Guru Sri Yuta Parakamalang Sri Gurun Vaishnavangcha Sri Rupang Sagrajatam Saganaragunatang Vitang Tang Sachivang Sadvaitang Savadutang Parijana Saitang Krishna Chaitanya Devang Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitangscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Sutadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Ancha Kalpataruvyascha Kripa Sindhuvyevacha Vaditanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Pasyadi Jan Vasun Rudran Ashvinav Maratastata Paunya Drishya Purvani Pasyascharyani Bharata. So Krishna said yesterday, in text number 5, My dear Arjun, see now my opulences, hundreds of thousands of varied, divine and multicolored forms. O best of the Bharata, see here the different manifestations of Adityas, Vasus, Rudras, Ashwini Kumaras and all the other demigods. Behold the many wonderful things which no one has ever seen or heard of before. In text number 7, O Arjuna, whatever you wish to see, behold at once in this body of mine. This universal form can show you whatever you now desire to see and whatever you may want to see in the future. Everything, moving and unmoving, is here completely in one place. And then he says, this is also very nice. He says, Pashme Yogam Aishwaram. But you cannot see me with your present eyes. Natumang Chakshase Drashtum. Therefore, I give you divine eyes. Behold my mystic opulence. Divyam dadhami te chakshu. I give you divyam chakshu. Divyam, spiritual eyes. Pashyame yogam aishwaram. Behold my mystic power. So we need divyam chakshu or jnana chakshu. Jnana chakshu means the eyes of the Shastra, that you see things through the eyes of the Shastra. And Divyam Chakshu, this is even higher, spiritual eyes, divine eyes, godly eyes. So, because Arjuna was seeing this universal form on the battlefield, and Prabhupada says this discussion, well, you can know it. Like we sometimes do all the verses on Gita Jayanti, no? It's coming up now. Takes what? 1 hour? All the verses? 45 minutes? Sanskrit, yeah, of course. Oh, well, if you do English, it becomes long. But I think all in all, it took about 45 minutes, something like that. If you read it quickly, it's... Huh? Yeah, half an hour, 40. Yeah, they speak fast, half an hour, 45 minutes, something like that, you know? I'm sorry, no. You should actually recite one chapter a day. That is like recommended. Or read a few purports every day. Anyway, the point is that they were talking there, everybody was looking, still nobody saw the universal form. Why? Because Arjuna got Divya Chakshu, divine eyes. And this is... Sanjay saw it, yes, very good. Yeah, because he was the disciple of Vyasadeva. So Vyasadeva is... You know, the literary incarnation of Krishna is like... I see. I mean, he could also see from Dhritarashtra's palace. To that, so he already had mystical power, so... Yeah. Anyway, so now Krishna is listing here some demigods that that Arjuna will see. Pasya Adityan, the 12 sons of Aditi. Do you know something about that? 12 sons of Aditi? Yeah, yeah. So that is something we know. Aditi is divine. Aditi, because Diti generally means like Daitya. It means like demon. Sometimes they say Dutch comes from this word. I don't know if it's true. Could be true. Dutch are pretty heavy guys. I'm from Holland, so. Yeah, correct. Yeah, yeah, that's correct. Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, it could be both true. It's all mixed, huh? Could be that already tribes were here, you know? No, it's not clear. We know that the Kshatriyas came from India, that we know. What we don't know, what was there already? We don't know that. I mean, according to Vedic knowledge, Kashyapa, he populated the whole planet. And there's all kinds of living beings. I mean, we read the story of Lord Ram. There were these, kind of divine monkeys. You know, like... Yeah, yeah. Right, yeah, it's like a heavenly planet, yeah. Yeah. Still, there were like millions of them here, you know? So, who knows, maybe some of them stayed, or maybe some of them left their relatives. You know, could be an explanation of, you know, because so many Western scientists, they talk about monkeys, and I don't know. This is all very difficult to track down. Anyway, but here we have the 12 sons of Aditi. So Aditi is the one of the wives of the Prajapatis. So she had 12 sons. Vasun, the 8 Vasus. These are also like demigods, the demigods of the wind. Yeah, that it says here the 2 Ashvinis, Ashvinau. Yeah, I mean, our understanding is that if it's not in Bhagavatam, it's not very important. It's not so important. I mean, you know, the main thing about Varnashram is that we have brahmanas. You know, if you have good brahmanas, then everything will fall into place automatically. That's what we're trying to do here, trying to train up brahmanas. So once you have that established, then everything else is details, you know. It's not that it should not be there, it's just that, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he taught us that for this age, the best thing is just to chant Hare Krishna. And that will bring us to the brahminical platform, you know. And... yeah, this congregational chanting, you see it more and more, it's coming. more big, you know, like now we have the Radhades Mellows coming up, February. Already devotees are getting very excited about it. And then right after that, in Mayapur, there will be another Mahayagya. What is it called? I forgot what they call it. Kirtan Mela, right? Kirtan Mela. So many Swamis there inviting. So I was there this year, and it was huge. It's, you know, it's in the temple. There's like, I don't know, hundreds of devotees, maybe 1,000, maybe more. It was just packed. So, yeah. That is recommended for this age. Of course, it's explained in the first canto by Sukadeva Goswami that we need to come to the mode of goodness. So it is like the chanting is the goal and it is the means. By the chanting, you come to the mode of goodness. And by the mode of goodness, you can chant purely. So it's a gradual process. The more you chant, the more you become pure. The more you become pure, the better you can chant. Like that. That's why you have different stages. Offensive stage, clearing stage, pure stage of chanting. That's why you have 10 offenses against chanting. Hare Krishna. First offense, to blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their lives in preaching the glories of the holy name. So that is a very difficult offense, not to commit, at least for me. And if you don't commit that offense, then you'll see you make very rapid advancements. We had one devotee here, she was called Lala Samai. And I remember very distinctly, she was always taking care of Tulsi Devi. And I was just thinking, she left her body, I think, 1.5 years ago? 2 years? 2 years? Time flies. Yeah, anyway, I remember distinctly, that was long before that she left, that I was looking at her and she was taking care of Tulsi. And I was thinking, you know, life, spiritual life can be so simple. You just take care of Tulsi, some kind of simple service. You don't commit any offenses. And then you go back to Godhead. And that's what she did. At least, you know, all the devotees are convinced. I'm also convinced. Before she left, she said, "Oh, Nanda," something like that. And the devotees, they were saying that, I don't know if it's true, because you never know what the spiritual form of a devotee is. I mean, she was an elderly lady, so some devotees, they were saying that because she was an elderly lady, Krishna brought his father, you know? He brought his father because he didn't want to, I don't know, embarrass her or something like that. So that's what she said just before she left. She said, "Oh, Nanda Maharaj." Yeah. So because of that, and her mood was a little bit different. She never talked about Nanda Maharaj. She was actually surprised. That is how it sounded. So she went back to Godhead. That's what all the devotees were convinced of. So, I was thinking then later about that moment in time when I saw her carrying Tulsi, and I was thinking that. So it's that simple. Of course, I must also say that later I heard that she was actually a big Sankirtan devotee. And she brought in thousands of, well, in those days there were Belgian francs. And she was one of the biggest collectors. She worked really, really hard. So it wasn't that she just took one simple service and took care of Tulsi. She earned her stripes. Still, she was a very, very humble devotee. And she just did a, you know, kind of simple service, and everybody loved her. And, you know, she went back to Godhead. So, you know, it's very important that we, while we chant, that we develop. Because we can think, you know, we don't make any offense to the devotees. That is good, but it's better, like I was reading today, that Krishna is called Uttama Shloka, one who is glorified by so many shlokas. So the devotee also, he's glorifying, Prabhupada was explaining, he's glorifying Krishna, like Bali Maharaj, he was glorifying Vamana Dev. Devotee is also glorifying other devotees. So instead of thinking, let me not offend this devotee, we can also think, let me glorify this devotee. And it's the same like with humility. It's very difficult, at least for me, to develop humility. So one trick I thought of is to develop, thankfulness, to become thankful. Because you can, kind of with your intelligence, you can think of things, why you should be thankful, you know? Like, I know, I live with Vishnumurti, he pays my rent, he pays my insurance. You can intelligently think why you should be thankful. And then, automatically, by being thankful, you'll be humble. And so similarly, with the devotee, you know, it might be a little bit difficult to glorify the devotee, but you just think about all the good things he does, or she does. And then automatically, you develop some love for the devotee. And then it will be naturally to glorify the devotee. So these are just some realizations. Okay. So any other comments, Mataji? Yeah. Yeah, this is a very good point. And it also, I can connect it with what I just said, is that it's good to glorify the Lord, but Krishna says, and Lord Shiva also says, it's better to glorify the devotee. So, you know, if we realize that the devotee is opening our eyes, and like you said, premanjana, the eyes need to be self with love. So if we develop that love for the devotees, then, you know, we can develop it very easily for Krishna. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasadam. You get the prasadam of the devotee, either by getting his so-called mercy, that generally you get by following his instructions, just do what he says. Or by taking his prasadam. You take his prasadam from his plate. That is also a way to do it. This is Narada Muni's secret. His mother was taking care of the sages and she was feeding her son the Maha Prasadam. This was the secret of his success. Of course he also listened. It wasn't that he was just eating. The important part of it was that he was getting the Maha Prasadam. And also dust, lotus dust. This is very practical and it's very simple, easy. Works. Like we get this water, we offer to Krishna, put this water. It's very powerful, this water. The more you become purified, the more you can feel that this water is not normal water. You can feel it. And the same with the flowers. Prabhupada says, you smell this flower, all your life airs, that will become sorted. It's a scientific process. It's not just sentimental. It works. Oh, yes. What do you mean? Oh, very good. Very good. Yes, yes. The four Kumaras also, they just smelled the tulsi on the lotus, on the feet of the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. That was it. They, because they weren't actually inside the gate. They were outside the gate and they were self-realized. And they were thinking, how come that we are attracted? It's not possible. We are not attracted to anything material. we are on the Brahma Buddha platform. We are in Brahman, you know. How is it possible we become attracted? So they wanted to see what is this smell, and then you had this whole story of Jain Vijay, because they didn't allow them in. And then Lord Vishnu, he actually had to come because there was like a fight at the gate. And then Lord Vishnu, he apologized. He said, "Oh, I'm very sorry. They should have let you in." And then he asked them that, "You want to have 3 lives as a demon, or what was it? 8 lives as a devotee? Something like that." And they chose 3 lives. And they became Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, Ravana and... was it Kumbhakarna or someone? Kumbhakarna? No, someone else, right? Yeah? Sishupa? No, that's in Krishna Lila. That is later. That is like Kangsa and... Or Dantavakra. Ravana and Dantavakra? Kamsa and Dantavakra. And Ravana and? Kumbhakarna? Okay. I'll take it from Atenti. So, yeah. And then, of course, the last bird. I forgot. What were their names? No, in Chaitanya Lila. Yes, Chakai Madai. Yeah. Then they came back to Godhead. Yeah, so that is the story of the Ashwini Kumaris, just by smelling this tulsi. Okay. What else we have here? So the Rudras. We discussed it already a little bit in the 10th chapter. So you have Lord Shiva, and then you have the 11 Rudras. 2 Ashwinis. I don't know why it says 2 Ashwinis. Because usually there's 4 Kumaras, but here it's talking about Ashwina. It's different? Oh. Oh, okay. Oh. Okay. And then we have, and here Prabhupada says, and all the other demigods, here the Maruts are also mentioned in the Sanskrit. Demigods of the, oh, these are demigods of the wind. Then the Vasus, I don't know what those are, I have to look it up. Huh? Oh, okay. But she threw them in the river, no? And that was Bhishma Dev.
Yes.
Oh.
So that is one of the
buses. Okay, didn't know that. Thank you. Right. Yeah, I just read the short version. Okay.
This way Purana is a very interesting to give you the expansion of
right.
All the stories. Which are about the history of the
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's material. Still, Krishna says that nobody can see it. Yeah, I guess so. Like she said, Sanjaya, he was also seeing it. I mean, you know, divine eyes. I mean, like Lord Brahma. Yeah, Lord. Well, material. Lord Brahma, he's considered material. Still, if you go in Brahma Loka, then that's it. You just have to wait till Lord Brahma leaves his body. And then everybody on that planet goes to Vaikuntha. Yeah, yeah. Now I'm just trying to explain that the difference between spiritual and material, it's not so like that, you know. That's why I give the example of Lord Brahma. Yeah. Now I'm just talking about this vision. You know? No, I understand, but we're talking about that you can see it or not see it. So the point I want to make is that things are not like one or the other. It is a gradual process. Yeah. Right. Yeah, no, I know that. I know that. That's what I'm saying. I'm just talking about the vision. You see? Yeah. No, but you talked about divine eyes, that you asked that question. Well, that is what I'm trying to explain to you. Celestial vision, you know, like that's what I'm saying. Lord Brahma, he just goes to Vaikuntha. He can just knock on, and he goes to the, you know. Yeah, they can go to the. Well, in the Milk Ocean, they also see, no? No. Oh, okay. Oh, right. Yeah, I'm just saying that there is gradations. Like you have very gross people, and then the higher you go, the more subtle it gets. That's why I explained that if you're in Brahma Loka, then automatically you go to Vaikuntha. You don't have to do anything. When Brahma leaves his body, the whole planet goes to Vaikuntha. All the inhabitants. No, it's automatic. Automatic. Everybody that is there is considered qualified. But that is only Brahma Loka. So, you know, there's different levels. But it's a good point that you make that even Lord Brahma, he doesn't have these eyes to see Vishnu. Yeah. Still, this form is material. So I don't know exactly if it is, like you say, celestial eyes or spiritual eyes or... Okay. We need Krishna's mercy. And we get Krishna's mercy by chanting. And the mercy of the devotee, yes. Okay. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.